Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. I welcome you back. What your doctor won't tell you about your migraines and headaches. We continue our series to finish up 2013. Stop treating the what? Find and fix the why. We've said it time and time again. There's only one thing that matters, and that is solutions. So it's all about solutions. So we've asked the question each and every week, it's all about solutions, so why have I had such a hard time finding a solution? Why do you have such a hard time getting any significant, long-lasting relief? And the answer is quite simple, but we've said over and over, the answer is so simple, yet it's very profound. And I'm afraid that sometimes the answer is so simple. It's hiding in plain sight. It is right in our grasp. Yet we look right by the solution each and every time. Today, I want to visit for a few minutes about looking in the right place. Obviously, if you're looking in the wrong place, you're never going to find what you're looking for. Simple as that. Now you'll say, come on, it can't be that easy. Well, sadly, it's true. It is that easy. So why do we overlook the proven facts? Why do our doctors continue to overlook proven fact? When research, medical, scientific research, as we've said, it's been clear for decades. Four decades, 40 years of medical and scientific research have told us, here's where you need to look. And for some reason, we turn the other way. Why is this? You'll never find the answers you're looking for if you continue to look in the wrong place. You know how the saying goes, insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different outcome, expecting a different result. So let's stop the insanity and actually use a little bit of our common sense. Use a little bit of our logic, because Lord knows it's missing from our healthcare system. So today, this is so critical. I really want you to listen closely. Put down what you're doing. Get off the phone. Stop texting. Turn the TV off just for the next 10 minutes. Please. I really, really want you to hear what I'm saying. Very, very basic, simple solutions are out there. And just because you have not been given that option doesn't mean you've tried everything. So many of us, and this includes myself in the past, you feel like you've already tried everything, right? You've been to your family doctor, you've tried this prescription, and you've tried that one, you've tried this medication, you've tried that one. Some of them may give you a little bit of temporary relief even. Yet, the migraines, the headaches, the pain, they continue to return. So common sense tells us if they continue to return, we probably didn't fix the cause of the problem, did we? Yet, we are so trained. We are trained by our medical providers. We are trained by the medical industry as a whole. We are trained by the healthcare industry. We are trained by the pharmaceutical industry. We are not trained mentally to seek a long-lasting solution because we focus on treating the symptoms. Of course, everybody that seeks help here in our practice in the greater Kansas City area, we know they're looking for relief. We know that. We don't call it headache relief at last for no reason. People want relief, and they want it now. And I think it is absolutely critical to provide them relief and provide it to them now. However, the most important part of the puzzle has been left out. And that is, what about finding the true cause and fixing it once and for all? Doesn't that make more sense? So, once again, listen closely. Why can many of us never achieve long-lasting relief and not have to rely on drugs and therapy and chiropractic treatment and pain relief and injections and surgery? Why can we not live headache, pain, and migraine free? It's because we're looking at the symptoms. What treatment can we give to cover your symptoms? And the cause of the problem is ignored. If you're going to write anything down, that's what I want you to write down. You're not going to find the answers you're looking for if you're looking in the wrong place. And looking for the next best treatment for your migraines, for your headaches, for your pain is not going to ever work. It doesn't work today. It won't work tomorrow. It's not going to work because you're ignoring the cause of your symptoms. It's as simple as that. Now, I know it's not by your choice that you have the migraines, that you have the pain, that you have the headaches. It's not your choice. But you were forced to choose your treatment option based on what you were given. You can only choose from the options that your health care provider gives you. So here's the next thing that's very simple yet very profound. It is not up to your doctor to make the right decisions for your health. It is not up to your doctor to make the decision that's best for your child's health. It is your responsibility and yours alone. So you, today, right now, you need to take responsibility for your health. Stop relying on an individual doctor, provider, chiropractor, therapist, acupuncturist, surgeon, anesthesiologist. Stop relying on somebody else for the right answer. Do it yourself. That's what you're here for. You are here to make the best decision for you, for your health, for your children's health, for your family's health. So we've said this throughout our series over the last, 10 weeks now. And that is, not only is it your responsibility, but you have to use the two weapons in your arsenal. And they're simple. The first weapon we've talked about for weeks, for months, is knowledge. You must continue to build your knowledge base. And if you continue to go to the same source, if you continue to go to the same doctor, the same type of doctor, the same you're going to get the same answer every time. That's insanity. You're not going to get any other options because you're not seeking options anywhere else. You need to build your knowledge base, and usually that involves recommendations from reliable, honest healthcare providers of multiple specialties. Your family doctor, your chiropractor, your therapist, your surgeon, your neurologist, your pain management specialist. Understand, none of these have all the answers. Each provider has a small piece of the puzzle, and that is all you're going to be given when you seek help there. So it is your job to gather the puzzle pieces. And then when you have the pieces and you put them together, now you can see the picture. Now you can say, I understand why I'm having these headaches. I understand, finally, why I'm having these migraines. I understand why the pain continues. So stop relying on someone else. I don't care if it's your doctor. I don't care if it's your family. I don't care if it's your best friend. Stop relying on someone else. No one has the answers. No one provider has the answers. You need to seek the knowledge, seek the recommendations from multiple specialists, and put the pieces together and use a little bit of common sense. You are not having migraines because you need a better drug. Get over it. Come on. You are not having migraines because you need to go to your chiropractor more often. You are not having headaches and pain because you need to have more physical therapy. You are not having your symptoms because you need more injections. And you certainly are not having your symptoms because you need parts cut out of your body during surgery. Use a little bit of common sense. That's all we're saying today. Can you tell I'm trying to hammer this home a little bit today? So, a little bit in your face today, but I want you to hear the simplicity, but the profoundness in this message. No one doctor or therapist has all the answers. You need to seek the recommendations from multiple specialists, put the pieces together, and ask yourself, do I know with certainty, have I been shown what is causing me to have these problems? If not, keep looking, keep gathering knowledge, keep putting the pieces together. It certainly doesn't make any sense to continue to try a little bit of this, try a little bit of that, try something else, and hope you're going to get better. It doesn't make any sense. Stop hoping. What I tell patients that consult me here in Kansas City is this. If you're looking for a try it out and hope it helps you kind of office, this is not the place for you. Those are easy to find. How many times have you heard me say, everyone, it doesn't matter what kind of doctor, therapist, specialist it is, everybody seems more than happy to sell you the treatment it is that they so happen to provide. Am I right? The problem isn't that you can't find someone to give you treatment. That's not the problem. The problem is, if you don't know what's causing the problem, nothing is going to give you any long-lasting relief. It doesn't matter what kind of treatment or therapy you want to try. If you don't know what you're fixing, you're obviously never going to fix it. Stop the insanity. Use a little bit of common sense already. Let me ask you something. Why is it that when some people are exposed to certain triggers, be it a weather change, they eat a certain food, they smell a certain scent, certain lights hit their eyes just right, why do some people end up with a severe migraine or headache when exposed to these triggers, yet most people don't? Most people never have a migraine or a headache as the result of eating a certain food. Most people don't get a migraine or a headache as the result of a certain smell or light or sound. So ask yourself these questions. Number one, why is it that some people, when they are exposed to certain triggers, end up with a severe headache or migraine, yet most people don't? There's a reason. Why is it that some children always seem like they're getting sick? They have another cold. They have another ear infection. They have another sinus infection. Why is it that this seems to happen over and over and over to the same people, the same children, yet there are many children that have never needed a single drop of medication in their entire lives? Ask yourself, why is this? So why do some people's bodies react, and I use this term, quote unquote, abnormally? Why do they react to something normal with an abnormal reaction? It's not the trigger. It wasn't the chocolate that you ate. Most of us eat chocolate each and every day, and it doesn't trigger a migraine. Why does your body react that way? Why is it when you smell a certain smell, be it perfume or otherwise, why is it that your body reacts with a migraine? Yet, most people's bodies don't react that way. There's a reason for it. Next most important fact, and it's another simple one, is this. There is a reason why you're having your migraines. There is a reason. And there is a reason you continue to have headaches. There is a reason you continue to have pain. And it's not because you need more treatment. It's not. It's because the true cause of the problem has not been found. And if you don't know what you're trying to fix, you're never going to fix it. So the problem is still in your body right now. The problem is still lurking. Yet you continue to ignore the problem time and time again. Are you following me so far? Simple concepts based on logic and common sense and backed up with decades of medical research, yet they continue to be ignored by most doctors and healthcare providers. It's insane. But you want to know what's even more insane? It's that we accept this as the norm. Why do we accept this insanity in our so-called healthcare system as the norm? Why is that okay with you? Why is it okay to continue to try something and hope it's going to work, line the pockets of the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, the chiropractic industry? I'm not biased. I'm an equal opportunity critic. I'm a self-proclaimed equal opportunity critic. I'm not anti-medicine. Man, I'm not for medicine. And I'm not anti-chiropractic. And I'm not necessarily for chiropractic. I'm not anti-physical therapy, yet I'm not necessarily for it. I am not for or against any of these types of treatment. There is a clear, proven benefit for each of these types of treatment. Yet, they are virtually all misused and abused. Please remember, you are not having your migraines, you are not having your headaches, you are not having your pain because you need to try the next best treatment. You're looking in the wrong place. So, part of my job in doing this broadcast each week is to help you build your knowledge base. In order to apply the rules of common sense and logic and make the right decisions for your health and make the right decisions for your children's health, you have to have the knowledge first. Am I right? So, first of all, let me say this. We've established very clearly, and I think I've pounded it and beat it up enough today, our healthcare system is not based on common sense and logic. It's based on selling you treatment, no matter what type of provider you want to see. And if you're looking in the wrong place, if you're looking for treatment, if you're looking to treat the what, and you continue to ignore the why, chances of you experiencing any long-lasting relief or really, truly living healthy and happy, unfortunately, are pretty slim at this point. So today is your day. Today is the day that you are going to decide to say, I am taking control of my health. I am now in charge of my child's health. Let me gather the puzzle pieces, put them together, and then I will be empowered to make the right decision after I first know what is really causing these symptoms. And then secondly, is the treatment, or in most cases, different treatment modalities and specialties put together, is this treatment plan really fixing the cause of the problem? Or is this just a temporary cover-up at best? So the last thing I want to kind of talk about real quickly on this subject is something that you can take with you right now, and you can start using this today. When you seek advice from a healthcare provider, when you seek advice from your family doctor, when you seek advice from your chiropractor, from your therapist, from your neurologist, from your headache specialist, when you seek advice, there are two things that you must keep with you at all times. Two questions that you must be ready to ask at any time. Number one, do we know with certainty what's really causing my headaches, my migraines, my pain? Do you, doctor, know with 100% certainty why I'm having these symptoms? And I want you to be able to see the problem. This is you we're talking about. This is your health we're talking about. Don't put it in anyone else's hands. Gather the knowledge, use common sense, make the decision that's best for you and your family. Number one, do we know with certainty what the real true cause of these symptoms is? Number two, if you get to that point where you say, we are completely 100% sure, we know why, the why, I'm having these symptoms, then the second question becomes, is the treatment you're recommending really fixing the cause of the problem, or is this just a temporary cover-up? I want to repeat these because, once again, if you're going to write something down today, this is what you need to know. Question number one, do you know with certainty what the real true cause of my symptoms is? Do you know with certainty what the real true cause of my symptoms is? And question number two, if you know with 100% certainty what the cause of my symptoms really is the treatment you're recommending really fixing that cause, or is it just a temporary cover-up at best? If you are, in fact, 100% sure what the cause of my symptoms is the treatment you're recommending really addressing the true cause of my symptoms, or is it a temporary cover-up at best? If you can remember, take those two questions with you, whether you're seeking help for migraines, for pain, for headaches, for muscle tension, for stomach pain, if you take those two questions with you, and secondly, use a little bit of common sense and make sure the questions are answered, you can't go wrong. It's simple, it's to the point, yet it's overlooked by most of us, and it is certainly ignored or overlooked or both by our doctors and healthcare providers. I really appreciate you listening today because sometimes the hardest things to listen to and actually really hear, I know you're listening, but I really want you to hear what I'm saying. And sometimes these simple little concepts seem so simple that we simply tune them out and don't really hear them. So the next time we seek help from a doctor, healthcare provider, those don't even come to mind. You've got to carry those two questions with you at all times when seeking help for your symptoms, whatever they may be. Boy, I'm about worn out after that today, kind of hammering that point and kind of, I don't want to say overdoing it, but it is so critical that you hear what I'm saying and really absorb this today. These tools will come into play each and every time you visit a doctor, each and every time you visit a new specialist. Don't you get tired of trying this and trying that and going to this kind of doctor and trying this kind of alternative treatment and going through it week after week, month after month, and yes, unfortunately for most of us, year after year. Don't do it anymore. Don't do it. Do you know the true cause? And is the treatment that's being recommended really fixing that cause? Or is it just another temporary cover-up? Boy, I'll tell you. Last thing I want to go over today is a couple of weeks ago we started talking about what's the chatter all about. And we were talking about a lot of the migraine, headache, pain support groups that are out there, and there are thousands of them. And I mentioned to you that it's such a frustrating proposition for me sometimes because, oh boy, I hate to say this, but more than 90% of the posts on these sites are, I'm trying this, I'm trying that. Have you tried this? And have you tried that? And virtually a very minute portion of these conversations have anything to do with finding the cause and a long-lasting solution. And it's sad because you're missing the boat. You're looking in the wrong place, and you're not going to find the answers when you're looking in the wrong place. But this week, I was kind of encouraged. In Kansas City, I run a research-based healthcare practice incorporating many healthcare specialists, medicine, chiropractic, neurology, orthopedics, pain management, physical therapy, massage therapy. There were several posts this week on multiple sites about vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And please understand this, I don't sell vitamins and minerals, that's not why I'm doing this, but there is significant, legitimate, valid research that shows many conditions that we would never even dream had anything to do with mineral or vitamin deficiencies that the research clearly show not only is it a very significant factor, but it can be the complete cause. Ranging anywhere from a vitamin D deficiency has been a topic of choice. Mineral deficiencies, calcium, magnesium, potassium. And real quickly, since that's what the chatter was all about this week, let me give you a quick synopsis of what you need to know. Number one, in order to be truly healthy and happy, I understand you don't want your headaches and migraines and pain. We understand that. So we don't want you to have any symptoms. I want you to be headache, migraine, and pain free. But I also want you to live a healthy, happy life for a long time to come. So in order to live a symptom-free, healthy, and happy lifestyle, you must take a good quality multiple vitamin and mineral daily. It's as simple as that. The research is overwhelming. Yeah, there are some studies that come out that say this supplement or this vitamin or this mineral has no benefit. And the vast majority of those studies that I've read are using very, very weak dosages, not near what we need as human beings to live healthy and happy, or they're using poor quality forms of these vitamins and minerals. So my advice is simply this. Everyone that wants to live symptom-free, headache-free, migraine-free, pain-free, but most importantly, live a healthy and happy life should take a good quality, preferably pharmaceutical grade, vitamin and mineral supplement. It's as simple as that. So to wrap up today, too many of us are looking in the wrong places. We have good intentions. We want to feel great. We want our children to feel great. We want to be healthy and happy. But when you're looking in the wrong place, you'll never find what you're looking for. There's no coincidence, there's no mystery why many people have symptoms when exposed to certain triggers, while most of us don't. It's because the problem that's causing your symptoms in your body has not been identified, and if it has, the treatment you're getting is a temporary cover-up at best. You're ignoring the cause of the problem. So lastly, as I've said over and over today, I apologize, but I'm going to say it again. It's that important. It is up to you to gain knowledge from different healthcare providers of different specialties. Put the pieces together. If they don't fit, then you're still missing pieces. If you gather the pieces and they fit beautifully, you should know with certainty what the cause of your headaches, migraines, pain really is, and then we know to find the appropriate combination of treatments or specialties to fix the cause of the problem once and for all. There is no magic bullet. Stop looking for the next best treatment. It doesn't exist. Stop treating the what. Find and fix the why. As always, I really encourage your questions, your comments. Send those directly to me, drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. We'll talk about those on the air. I will answer them personally if I can, but you are the reason that I enjoy doing this broadcast each and every week. It's all about solutions. Unfortunately, we can't give you everything in a 30, 60, even a two-hour broadcast. So each and every week, we want to build on what we're providing. Build on your knowledge base. For those of you that need to contact me directly, drscottcanhelp@gmail.com, or feel free to contact my office. It's area code 913-390-4800. I appreciate you listening. Thanks so kindly. Don't forget to join us each Tuesday, noon central, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. Thanks for listening.